Part 1.
There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What is the girl doing?
Hi, Annie. It's Tony here. Are you busy?
Not really. I'm listening to music at the moment. I did all my homework as soon as I got home because there's a TV programme I want to see.
Oh. What time does it start?
In about half an hour. You could come and watch it with me. It's about the band U2.
Now listen again.
Hi, Annie. It's Tony here. Are you busy?
Not really. I'm listening to music at the moment. I did all my homework as soon as I got home because there's a TV programme I want to see.
Oh. What time does it start?
In about half an hour. You could come and watch it with me. It's about the band U2.
2. What will the weather be like tomorrow?
Here's the weather forecast for the next few days. We've got sunny skies at the moment, but that's not going to last long. By tomorrow, it will be cloudy, but it won't actually rain till Saturday.
Now listen again.
Here's the weather forecast for the next few days. We've got sunny skies at the moment, but that's not going to last long. By tomorrow, it will be cloudy, but it won't actually rain till Saturday.
3. Which musical instrument is the girl learning to play?
Hi, Jodie. I'm looking for people to play in my new band. Do you still play the guitar?
Oh, I gave up a long time ago. I'm having lessons on the drums. I practice every day, so I'm getting quite good.
That sounds great, but I play the drums myself. But if you know a keyboard player or a guitarist, tell them to come to a practice. We'll meet on Tuesdays at 7 in the garage behind my house.
OK. Good luck with it anyway.
Now listen again.
Hi, Jodie. I'm looking for people to play in my new band. Do you still play the guitar?
Oh, I gave up a long time ago. I'm having lessons on the drums. I practice every day, so I'm getting quite good.
That sounds great, but I play the drums myself. But if you know a keyboard player or a guitarist, tell them to come to a practice. We'll meet on Tuesdays at 7 in the garage behind my house.
OK. Good luck with it anyway.
4. Where will they meet?
I'll park near the sports stadium. There are always spaces round there.
But I want to go to the camera shop, so the sports stadium isn't very convenient for me.
I'll drive through the centre then and you can get out. I don't mind walking back from the sports stadium. I'll come straight to the camera shop after I've parked the car.
OK, I'll see you there. Then we can go to the market together.
Now listen again.
I'll park near the sports stadium. There are always spaces round there.
But I want to go to the camera shop, so the sports stadium isn't very convenient for me.
I'll drive through the centre then and you can get out. I don't mind walking back from the sports stadium. I'll come straight to the camera shop after I've parked the car.
OK, I'll see you there. Then we can go to the market together.
5. What time does the museum shut on Saturdays?
Thank you for phoning Carshaw Museum Information Line. These are the museum's opening hours. We are open every day except Mondays. On Saturdays and Sundays, we open at 9:30. We close at 5:45 on Saturdays and 4:15 on Sundays. On Tuesday to Friday, we open at 10 and close at 5:30. The museum is free except for special exhibitions.
Now listen again.
Thank you for phoning Carshaw Museum Information Line. These are the museum's opening hours. We are open every day except Mondays. On Saturdays and Sundays, we open at 9:30. We close at 5:45 on Saturdays and 4:15 on Sundays. On Tuesday to Friday, we open at 10 and close at 5:30. The museum is free except for special exhibitions.
6. Where is the flat?
Thanks for the invitation to your party, Sonia. I'd love to come, but I'm not sure of the address.
OK. I'm staying with my sister at the moment. She lives near the bus station, so it's easiest to come by bus. Go straight on at the crossroads, then when you get to the main road, turn right. Got that?
Yes, I'm writing it down now.
OK. Take the first turning on the left. My sister lives in the block of flats on the right. The address is number 24, Elm Road.
Now listen again.
Thanks for the invitation to your party, Sonia. I'd love to come, but I'm not sure of the address.
OK. I'm staying with my sister at the moment. She lives near the bus station, so it's easiest to come by bus. Go straight on at the crossroads, then when you get to the main road, turn right. Got that?
Yes, I'm writing it down now.
OK. Take the first turning on the left. My sister lives in the block of flats on the right. The address is number 24, Elm Road.
What did the woman receive in the post?
Good morning. Would you check to see if there's any post for me, please? Room 421.
Good morning, madam. These two letters and a postcard are for you.
One of these letters is for someone else. Do you have a parcel for me?
Sorry, that's all there is.
Now listen again.
Good morning. Would you check to see if there's any post for me, please? Room 421.
Good morning, madam. These two letters and a postcard are for you.
One of these letters is for someone else. Do you have a parcel for me?
Sorry, that's all there is.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a man called Toby Merchant talking on the radio about his job as an engineer with a company called Atkins Engineering. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
On JobWise this week, Toby Merchant is going to talk about his job. Welcome, Toby.
Thank you.
Now, you work for a large engineering company called Atkins Engineering. How long have you been there?
I've worked there for 3 years. While I was at university, I worked for a small company during the holidays. And when I left university, they offered me a job. I stayed there for 6 months, and then I succeeded in getting a much better job at Atkins Engineering.
What kind of work do you actually do?
Most people in my company work on motorways and road building. But since I started here, I've spent all my time working on the new airport. We haven't finished the designs yet, so building won't start for a while. In the future, I'd really like to work on something smaller, like houses and flats.
And do you enjoy your job? Is it what you expected?
I do enjoy it. And no, it's not really what I expected. I thought I'd spend most of my time in the office designing buildings and roads and bridges. I was surprised to find that I actually spend a lot of my time discussing things with other people. I work very closely with architects, for example. And I'm mostly outside, away from the office.
Sounds interesting. It's not a very popular occupation, though, is it? Why is that, do you think?
Most people know that engineers earn a good salary, so it's not that. No, it's because young people think it's not going to be interesting. But I find it a very exciting job, and there are lots of opportunities for both men and women.
Are there any disadvantages to the job?
Well, some people don't like the long hours. That doesn't worry me, because I love my work. What I find difficult is that I can't plan my free time. Sometimes there's an emergency, or I have to travel to talk to someone. But I always look forward to going on holiday. We have 6 weeks off a year, so I can't really complain.
Did you always want to be an engineer?
I was always good at maths and science at school. My father's an architect, and he was keen for me to do that, but I wanted to do something different. So I was thinking of becoming a doctor. But I got a job on a building site after I left school and decided to be an engineer.
Thank you, Toby, for coming to talk to us about...
Now listen again.
On JobWise this week, Toby Merchant is going to talk about his job. Welcome, Toby.
Thank you.
Now, you work for a large engineering company called Atkins Engineering. How long have you been there?
I've worked there for 3 years. While I was at university, I worked for a small company during the holidays. And when I left university, they offered me a job. I stayed there for 6 months, and then I succeeded in getting a much better job at Atkins Engineering.
What kind of work do you actually do?
Most people in my company work on motorways and road building. But since I started here, I've spent all my time working on the new airport. We haven't finished the designs yet, so building won't start for a while. In the future, I'd really like to work on something smaller, like houses and flats.
And do you enjoy your job? Is it what you expected?
I do enjoy it. And no, it's not really what I expected. I thought I'd spend most of my time in the office, designing buildings and roads and bridges. I was surprised to find that I actually spend a lot of my time discussing things with other people. I work very closely with architects, for example. And I'm mostly outside, away from the office.
Sounds interesting. It's not a very popular occupation, though, is it? Why is that, do you think?
Most people know that engineers earn a good salary, so it's not that. No, it's because young people think it's not going to be interesting. But I find it a very exciting job, and there are lots of opportunities for both men and women.
Are there any disadvantages to the job?
Well, some people don't like the long hours. That doesn't worry me, because I love my work. What I find difficult is that I can't plan my free time. Sometimes there's an emergency, or I have to travel to talk to someone. But I always look forward to going on holiday. We have 6 weeks off a year, so I can't really complain.
Did you always want to be an engineer?
I was always good at maths and science at school. My father's an architect, and he was keen for me to do that, but I wanted to do something different. So I was thinking of becoming a doctor. But I got a job on a building site after I left school and decided to be an engineer.
Thank you, Toby, for coming to talk to us about...
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three. Questions 14
to 20. You will hear a reporter talking on the radio about old racing cars.
The Goodwood Museum is currently celebrating some of the most extravagant types of car design in its Festival of Speed. Here's our reporter, Vincent Fried, who's on site to tell us about some of the cars on display.
Well, here I am, standing in front of one of the most prestigious cars ever built, the Duesenberg, a fantastically expensive, luxurious car built in the early part of the 20th century and bearing all the glamorous qualities of the Jazz Age. How many were there? Well, only 473 Duesenberg J-types were ever built, and the model here is one of the rarest. Each had a short 125-inch chassis or framework, and the body was always in the form of an open two-seater. The technology behind the car's 6.9-litre engine was extraordinary. It featured capsules of mercury in the engines to absorb vibration and provide an incredibly smooth ride. In fact, these cars offered unparalleled performance. In an age when 160 kilometres per hour was considered very fast, the Duesenberg promised a top speed of 180 kilometers per hour and could do 140 kilometers per hour in second gear. Duesenberg, who designed the car, sold it as a frame and engine. This was typical of the age again, and many prestige manufacturers such as Rolls-Royce did exactly the same. Owners able to afford the hefty $9,000 price tag for the basic car would then commission a coachwork company to build a body tailored to their own individual requirements. The Duesenberg's great attraction for the driver was its instrument panel, which offered all the usual features, but also several others, including a stopwatch. It was the Duesenberg's technology that lay behind its success as a racing car, and they dominated the American racing scene in the 1920s, winning the Indianapolis Grand Prix in 1924, 25, and 27. On to another celebrity, the 1922 Lea Helica. Only 30 of these French propeller cars were built, and the model here at Goodwood, which was the fourth to be made, is thought to be the only surviving example still capable of running. The brains behind this car was Marcel Lea, who was an aviation pioneer first and foremost, and the influence of flying is quite apparent in the car. The Lea very strongly resembles a light aircraft with its front propeller, but in this case, it's minus any wings, of course. It's quite odd to think that this car was whirring through France just as the Duesenberg was blasting down roads at 160 kilometers per hour across the Atlantic. The Leas were used regularly in France in the 1920s and were even produced in saloon and van form, as well as two-seater. The Lea matched its propeller drive with its equally bizarre steering, which used the rear rather than the front wheels. But despite looking rather frail, it was a tough machine. In fact, when troops tried to steal it during the Second World War, the car's baffling design was clearly beyond the would-be thieves, and it ended up being driven into a tree, breaking the propeller. And now for the Firebird. This extraordinary car was first...
Now listen again.
The Goodwood Museum is currently celebrating some of the most extravagant types of car design in its Festival of Speed. Here's our reporter, Vincent Fried, who's on site to tell us about some of the cars on display.
Well, here I am, standing in front of one of the most prestigious cars ever built, the Duesenberg, a fantastically expensive, luxurious car built in the early part of the 20th century and bearing all the glamorous qualities of the Jazz Age. How many were there? Well, only 473 Duesenberg J-types were ever built, and the model here is one of the rarest. Each had a short 125-inch chassis or framework, and the body was always in the form of an open two-seater. The technology behind the car's 6.9-litre engine was extraordinary. It featured capsules of mercury in the engines to absorb vibration and provide an incredibly smooth ride. In fact, these cars offered unparalleled performance. In an age when 160 kilometres per hour was considered very fast, the Duesenberg promised a top speed of 180 kilometers per hour and could do 140 kilometers per hour in second gear. Duesenberg, who designed the car, sold it as a frame and engine. This was typical of the age again, and many prestige manufacturers such as Rolls-Royce did exactly the same. Owners able to afford the hefty $9,000 price tag for the basic car would then commission a coachwork company to build a body tailored to their own individual requirements. The Duesenberg's great attraction for the driver was its instrument panel, which offered all the usual features, but also several others, including a stopwatch. It was the Duesenberg's technology that lay behind its success as a racing car, and they dominated the American racing scene in the 1920s, winning the Indianapolis Grand Prix in 1924, 25, and 27. On to another celebrity, the 1922 Lea Helica. Only 30 of these French propeller cars were built, and the model here at Goodwood, which was the fourth to be made, is thought to be the only surviving example still capable of running. The brains behind this car was Marcel Leia, who was an aviation pioneer first and foremost, and the influence of flying is quite apparent in the car. The Leia very strongly resembles a light aircraft with its front propeller, but in this case, it's minus any wings, of course. It's quite odd to think that this car was whirring through France just as the Duesenberg was blasting down roads at 160 kilometers per hour across the Atlantic. The Leias were used regularly in France in the 1920s and were even produced in saloon and van form, as well as two-seater. The Leia matched its propeller drive with its equally bizarre steering, which used the rear rather than the front wheels. But despite looking rather frail, it was a tough machine. In fact, when troops tried to steal it during the Second World War, the car's baffling design was clearly beyond the would-be thieves, and it ended up being driven into a tree, breaking the propeller. And now for the Firebird. This extraordinary car was...